It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Tuesday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the Farm Progress Tech Forum. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up. Precision agriculture techniques, data collection from your farm. How are you doing at that, producers? Could you do better? Do you want to improve those skills? Well, the Farm Progress Tech Forum is coming up in just a few days, presented by Corn and Soybean Digest and Farm Futures. The editors of those publications designed this seminar to give you key insights and new approaches to help you make critical management and production decisions. The Farm Progress Tech Forum will be on the 27th and 28th of November at Iowa City, Iowa, at the Marriott Conference Center. You can go to this website to get the information, farmprogresstechforum.com. You can register online there, too, farmprogresstechforum.com, November 27th and 28th at Iowa City, Iowa. New members of Congress from our region elected last week arrive in Washington today. They get their orientation and participate in the office lottery. New House members each draw a number. Those with lower numbers have a better chance of getting nicer offices. The higher numbers, well, they can mean a very cramped space. And as USA Today points out, that's a big deal, since some members, to save money, end up sleeping in their offices in Washington rather than getting an apartment. From This Week in Agribusiness, weekly crop bulletins, a day late this week, we'll detail how much crop is still in the field in what has been a challenging harvest for quite a few farmers, especially in the north. The social media here of late has been full of mud harvest shots and snow harvest views. Voters in Missouri last week rejected a hike of the state gas tax, an increase that would have done something about crumbling roads and bridges. And now that so-called Proposition D has gone down in flames, state officials are debating where to turn for the money needed. State Senator Dave Schatz of Sullivan, Missouri, told a reporter, "I'm sitting here kind of dumbfounded as to what we do next." And here's an interesting stat in that St. Louis Post-Dispatch story on the Missouri road problem. 60% of the state's population lives within 30 miles north or south of Interstate Highway 70. The police in Baraboo, Wisconsin, not just school officials, but also the police, are said to be looking into that photo of some 50 high school boys wearing suits and ties, and some are giving what appears to be a Nazi salute. The school superintendent says her school district will pursue any and all available and appropriate actions, including legal actions. That photo, though, was not taken on school property. And some boys in the photo, it should be noted, appeared to just be waving at someone. And some didn't have either arm raised. You may have heard there's a recall on a widely used blood pressure medication, Losartan. Don't panic. If you read way down to the FDA news release, it says the recall impacts less than 1% of the total Losartan drug products in the U.S. market. Less than 1%, your pharmacist will know if yours needs to be recalled. That's the Morning Midwest Digest. It's brought to you by the Farm Progress Tech Forum. Find out more at farmprogresstechforum.com. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.